This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. The Old Trailblazer, yes. We've been here with you folks quite a while now. Gone on one or two, maybe three new stations recently. But this is the Old Trailblazer. Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, Louisiana. Our mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. I want to continue our study today. At this time, we're bringing you study on the revelation of Jesus Christ, speaking there on the book of Revelations. And I know and you know many folks are afraid to tackle this book, as it were, because they don't understand it, they say. But we're just taking our time, going real slow and slowly. And we begin our last study in looking at the rapture of the church. I want to go back and read you a verse or two of Scripture found there in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4. Listen, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now, my friend, no matter where you stand on God's Word, if you believe it or don't believe it, it makes no difference. And this verse of Scripture does away with all of this tomfoolery that there's no such a thing as a rapture. There is, my friend, and it's so plain here in God's Word. John said that he was summoned by the voice of Christ to enter the open door which he saw in heaven. So when Christ comes in for his own, it will be the shout of Christ that will summon the saints to meet him in the air. We're told in John 11:43 that it was with a loud voice that Jesus called Lazarus from the tomb. John said it was like a trumpet voice that called him. So it will be a trumpet call that will call the saints, born-again believers, to meet Christ in the air. Are you waiting for that trumpet call? I am. The Old Trailblazer grows mighty weary, grows mighty tired, beat down, worn down by the world, beat down by Satan, and harassed on a daily basis. And I get tired, and I say, "Lord, come quickly." And then I turn around and say, "Oh Lord, thy will be done." So many of our folks are not saved. I want to see them saved. If you're not saved, I want to see you saved, my friend. When the Lord Jesus shall come for his own at the close of the church age, he will call all of his saints to meet him in the air. There's no such a doctrine taught in God's Word as a split rapture. That's what we hear today. Well, that is a split rapture. That is, part of the saints to meet Christ and part of the saints left here to go through the tribulation. That is a doctrine of devils, my friend. Listen, all born-again believers will meet Christ, the bridegroom, in the air. Now, I want us to notice the difference between the first coming of our Lord and the second coming of our Lord. In his first coming, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, according to Isaiah 53. In his second coming, he will be glorified and admired in all that believe. 2 Thessalonians 1:10. In his first coming, he came to die as a substitute for sinners, in shame and sorrow. In his second coming, he will come to reign in glorious splendor, according to Psalms 2:6, 24:7, and Revelation 19:6. In his first coming, he came as a babe in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. In his second coming, he will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to reign as the world's monarch. Yes, and you find that in Revelation 19. In his first coming, he came as a suffering servant, riding the foal of an ass. In his second coming, he will come as a warlord riding on a white stallion. Go there and read Revelation 19:11. In his first coming, he came as a sin offering. In his second coming, he will come apart from a sin offering. In his first coming, he was hidden, misunderstood, as he walked among the sons of men. In his second coming, he'll be manifested, revealed in glory. All of his saints will be glorified in him. Now, my friend, I don't have time to go back and restate all of those things, But if you'll write me, all of these messages are on cassette tapes and CDs. And if you'll just tell me which ones you'd like to have, we'll send you a copy. The CDs are only $5 a piece. Put five messages on one CD. In the study of the second coming of Christ, there's one thing which is of vital importance in order to rightly understand. Now, you say you want to understand. Would you perk up your ears and listen? That is the distinction or the difference between the rapture, that is, Christ coming for His saints, and the revelation, Christ coming with His saints. Now, that's an important thing, my friend. Let's go back and read that again. That is a distinction or the difference between the rapture, that is, Christ coming for, F-O-R, for His saints, and the revelation, Christ coming with His saints. The rapture means to be caught up, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:16, or to be taken out of this world by force, John 14, which event will take place at the close of the church age and before the tribulation period begins. Want you to get that? You all millennials, you middle millennialists, all of you folks, would you get that statement? It takes place, the church age, the close of the church age, before the tribulation period begins, period. The revelation of Christ, or His coming with His saints back to earth, means His appearing or manifestation at the close of the tribulation. For Romans 8:19 says, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." Oh, I hope that you listen, my friend. Let's go on. The rapture, or the catching away of the saints, occurs when the church is caught up to meet Christ in the air before the tribulation. Now, did you get that? Let me go back and make you this offer. Pastor Shelton, the pastor here for many, many years, was a great Bible teacher and a learned man. And he put these notes and facts together back there years ago and put them in print. And I'm taking those and gleaning from them and putting them in my own words, so to speak. And most of you know, if you know me, you know that I'm not very smart. I'm just a poor old sinner saved by grace. But I have all of these notes in print on the revelation. And I'll be glad to send them to you free and postpaid if you'd write me. That way, if someone questions you about the rapture, about the millennium, about all of those things, you'll have this written word here. You won't have to say, "Well, the old trailblazer." No, you'll have it in your hand. So if you write me, I'll be glad to send it to you free and postpaid. Just ask for the notes, the written notes on Revelation, and I'll be glad to send it to you. We've given them out by the thousands here in the city. Folks come by here, and you folks here in New Orleans, Algiers, if you'd like to have a copy of those notes on Revelation, you come by the bookstore here any day. I'm always here, unless I'm providentially hindered. But I'm always here. I love to meet you folks. But listen, the revelation occurs, let me go back and restate that, when Christ comes with His saints back to this earth to end the tribulation by setting up His kingdom on earth, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9, and says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe." Oh, my friend, we could spend a week right there, couldn't we? Then in Jude 14, we find these words regarding His revelation. Listen now. "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him." and that's Jude 14. If you want to go back there and read that, and read that verse of scripture there. At the rapture, Christ comes into the air for his saints to take them out of this world. And I must say, take us out. Comes into the air to take us out of this world by force. John 14:3 says, "And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again." Now, my friend, this is not a funeral text. I've heard hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and scores of funerals. And some pastor and preacher, all they do is use this verse of scripture. "Well, if I go away, I'll go to prepare a place." Well, listen, my friend. Listen. Listen now. He says, "I'll take you by force. And where I am, there you may be also." At the revelation, Christ comes back to the earth with his saints. 1 Thessalonians 3. "To the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." Christ must come for his saints before he can come with his saints. In 1 Thessalonians 4, we find these words, "to meet the Lord in the air." That phrase, "to meet," signifies a going forth in order to return with. The same word is used in Acts 28:15, where the brethren came out to meet Paul as he was coming to Rome, that they might return back with him. Now, my friends, I praise the Lord for these studies on the Revelation. I hope that they'll be a blessing to you. Many of our folks are afraid. Many of our pastors are afraid to delve into the Revelation. They say, "Oh, it's a hidden book." No, it's not. It's the Revelation. Speaking of the Revelation. Speaking of the rapture. Speaking of what's coming up on this earth. We're going to get to that in our next study. We're going to be looking at God on the throne. Oh, my friend, I can't hardly wait till we get there. God on the throne. I tell my folks here in my congregation, I tell my folks on the Voice of Truth broadcast, here on the Trailblazer broadcast, let's don't limit the Lord. We make out like God is some little effeminate tin soldier standing on the side of time, wringing his hands, hoping somebody will trust Jesus. No, our God is on the throne. Can you just imagine the majesty? Can you imagine, my friend, the greatness of God who flung this universe into existence off the tips of his fingers, who holds the sun in orbit, the moon in orbit, the earth in orbit, the stars in orbit? Oh, my friend, listen. God is on the throne. We don't serve a little tin soldier God. We don't serve an old man upstairs. I don't even like to make that expression because it's abomination. And then Mother Nature, they say, "Well, you know, Mother Nature don't like that." My friend, God's going to spew him out of his mouth. Oh, ignorance. Ignorance, my friend, of the Word of God. And they palm off themselves as preachers and pastors and all of those things. And they don't know the majesty of God. And God, they don't know that God is on the throne. God hates sin. God is angry with the wicked every day. And my friend, I hope you'll stay tuned. I hope you'll continue to listen. Call somebody over the back fence and tell them the old Trailblazer comes on at such and such a time. If you would, I appreciate it. If you'd do that, and then sit down and write me. Tell me that you appreciate the message, or tell me you don't appreciate it. Tell me you don't believe a word I say. It doesn't matter to me. I'll pray for you. Oh, I have folks call me from Pennsylvania and North Carolina and all over. "Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me. I'm lost." Would you do that? The old Trailblazer's heart is big as a pumpkin. It is my heart's big as a pumpkin, my friend. And I just love folks to tell me they want to know the Lord, tell me they do know the Lord. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.